He says, therefore will I so far, I will watch or look to Yahweh. I will wait for the sovereign ruler of my Yahshua. Yahweh will hear me. Now, isn't that most important? You know someone is watching and waiting for you. Will you not be watching and waiting? Bless us are they that watch and wait, that we suffer. And the only way you're going to watch is that you must have your mind trained to do that. If you train your mind in comic books, all you want to read is comic books. If you train your mind for folly, all you want to do is hear folly. If you train your mind for the most valued virtues of life, then all you want to talk about is what's in the virtuous manifesto of Yah. So I want to suffer. I want to watch for Yah because He's watching for me. I want to watch for Him that I do not bring Him to shame. I want to watch for Yah that I do not dishonor Him. I want to watch for Yah that I honor His Hamashiach, Yahshua. I want to watch for Him because He watches for me. That I will not fall into the darkness of the pit of darkness and hell. And I do not want His name to be dishonored among a heathen generation. So I will watch for Him. I will so far for my Abba as He watches for us. So I say to you, Israel, watch for the watcher. The watchman is watching you. Hallelujah. And you're not going to get by. May the shalom of Yah rest upon Israel. May He bless you, all you that are listening by the live stream. May He strengthen you all. May He cause your life to be encouraged. May He bless you and enrich you in the knowledge of Yahshua the Lamb. Bless you all tonight. Bless you and strength tonight. I want to say this before I close. I was telling you all about the precious brother that brother Wartlow, the singer. He's a beautiful singer. I got his music. His wife sent me the files, and we need to get them up, brother, so we can hear them. But he called me today, and I want you to hear the comment, what he said on the recorder. He's a very beautiful brother. He's out there in Omaha, Nebraska. That's where that killing was, but the boy just went in the mall. That's where he's at. But I talked with him. He called me back. He called me once he left a message. And then he called me back. And we talked for about a half an hour, 40 minutes. I had to tell him, brother, I just got things to do. So, yeah, bless you and I. May His strength rest upon you. But he said to me, because I tell people, you go listen first. Because I tell them men to listen. They never contact me again. Pastor, Elder Friars out there, I write them. They will not write. Jacob Meyer's son up here, they will not write. They will not. I didn't know even Terry. You all remember Terry, the heavy man that came here? He's an apostle. He's a Shalishi. He's an apostle. I'd rather be just what I am. You understand? I'm a sword. I say it this way, sword. I'm a sword. I'm a sword-toting warrior. You understand? That's what I am. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. Hallelujah. And so the brother, we began to dialogue. We began to talk. He said, Pastor Roberts, when I listen to the messages, I sat there and I said, man, I got to call this man. He has a very beautiful spirit out there. You certainly would enjoy him. You really would. And he said that he was not a man to try to talk over me. He said, Pastor Roberts, I can talk to you all day long. Well, I didn't have time to talk to him all day long. You understand? I don't have time to talk. There's a woman that called me. I said, I don't have time to just talk to you all the time when you call. I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. But the brother, you know, there's a remnant of the seed that they are there. There's a people that's sincere with Yah. And I certainly could tell the way he talked, the little assembly that he oversees out there, that there's a true nature in this brother. He said, I could not believe I've been all around, Pastor Roberts. But I've never seen anything like that place. You understand? And that's the truth. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what you believe. That is the truth. I know that. You understand? Hallelujah. Brother Paul, his wife, she was blessed to come and it blessed his house to bring her here. For what? To listen to this kind of preaching. Hallelujah. I've seen what Yah has done for him. Hallelujah. And he has a genuine love. Do you have that card, sister? I wanted Brother Pat to read that. He left a card to us and an offering. And he blessed you all. It was a very beautiful card. Even it really was. I wanted to read that tonight. Yeah, bless you all. Also, Pastor Robinson out there, he sent greeting, and also Brother Wardlow as well. He said that he was looking for some songs, and he somehow someone gave him three of the songs from here. We got to put together some very nice CDs, brothers, and said, Brother Pat, I want to do that. You all get up there and get your little outfits made and do something beautiful and some beautiful singing. I really want to do that to send it out to the people. But he said, Pastor Roberts, my children, they sang that song. It was one song. I can't think of it right now, but that's all they did. Every day, all day. He said, that's all they did. As a pastor up there, he and his wife, they listen to us all the time in Chicago. He called me the other day and said, Pastor Roberts, I've taken my son out of school. I've done this. We're homeschooling him. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're doing this. Hallelujah. Come on, this man has a bachelor's. I think he has two bachelor's degrees or something like that. What man teach? Come on. Why, he cannot do that. Hallelujah. Even the transformation of his whole life, just by hearing. There must be some men that stand with integrity. We must have that. Everyone is not corrupt. We tend to judge people by our own corruptness. I would judge you by what the book says, by what the word. I see your actions, and indeed I know what scripture says, and I would judge you out of this. And so our reactions to that, because of our own corruption, because we're corrupt, we tend to judge with this corrupt vision. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so that's why we can't see the hand of Yah and the things that he's doing in this hour. He's going to use man. Do you understand? Whether you like that or not, he's going to use man. Sure he is. No, he's not using a jackass or rabbit, an unclean thing. He had to use that unclean thing to speak to an unclean thing. You understand? That jackass has great significance. Then Balaam, come on, boy, you don't see that. Hallelujah. When a fool cannot hear Yah, that's what he is, a jackass. I'd rather Yahshua speak to me. I don't want no jackass speaking to me. I don't want no monkey. I want Yahshua, the living word of Yah. I want that to speak to me. Understand that? When he has to go to that extreme, that's a rebellious Jezebel spirit. Hallelujah. So there are those out there. There's a remnant of the seeds that's out there that loves Yah and that truly care for the things of Yah. We pray for Elder Yisrael Yaakov there in the prison house. Those fools coming against him down there. I knew. Come on. When a man stands for truth, when he... Of course, when I go down to that prison house, I bust the doors down. I don't care what anyone says. You understand? And I want them to record me because maybe the jail is here. Maybe the officer here. Hear what I got to say. I have no problem with that. No whatsoever. Because what I say, I don't have to hide nothing. And I don't miss my words at all. And so this foolish generation, he wrote the letter. I thought it was for Sister Rivana. It was for the community. But he said that, you know, Elder was right. This generation want smooth words and smooth prophecy. You talk to them sweet. And that's what Elder used to do. He'd get up there and all sweet and all. Well, you can't do that. Don't spank them. Just let them do this. No, no, no. No, you don't just let a child act like a fool. You take a stick and you just whip their butt. You understand? Don't do that. Hallelujah. What they will learn. No, no, no. You teach them. You train them. Scriptures, they train them. So you take little children in the house of Yah, you train them. And so they have come against the man. Deacon Ben and Brother Pat will go down there on Friday and strengthen him. They come against him with the chaplain. There's a group. Let me say this before I close. There's a group in Dimona, Israel. The man's name is called Benjamin. They left the United States in 1968. They went to Ghana. They first went to Liberia. They went to Ghana. And then they went to Israel. And they called themselves the true seed of Israel. You understand? They believe in polygamy, wives after wives. The men, you know, it's nothing but a damnable, wicked, vile lust. Just like these dogs out here, this Latter-day group out here. They are Latter-day Saints, all right? They're not the Kedushans of Yah. Out here in what you call, they take them boys. When the boys get 12, 13 years, they kick them out because they don't want them competing against them old, wicked, vile, damnable corrupt men with lustful 14, 15 year old girls. What kind of damn twisted mind that is? I'm a 50 plus year old man. I would not even want to even touch a daughter like that. The hell wrong with these crazy people? It's none of y'all. They kick those boys out. They come on, y'all never read it. It's in the lost boys out there in Utah, they when they get 12, 13, they kick them out. They cannot marry. They have no wife because all these dogs, they take every last one of the young guys. Some have 20, 30 wives. And they have 15, 20 babies. And so they take these babies from this, and she marries him, and he her babies marry. That's how they do it. So they're going to Benjamin there. I'll get down there. Tell y'all, I'll get there. When I get there, I set the house, and I hope they come too. Hallelujah. I like a good fight. I like a tough fight. You ain't tough as me. I don't care what you think. I like a tough fight. And I hit awful hard too. I wouldn't even bring you out to any kind of shame like that. Hallelujah. This is the wicked world. These men are dogs. I'm going to finish my book. I got about 20 pages on the booklet on this polygamy. I will show you all. I'm not going to tell you because if I tell you, you ain't going to even study. I can show you where it all began. Hallelujah. It's none of Yah. If it was Yah, it would be in the Torah. What if I do if I got this wife and three more here? What do you do with the third one if you leave her? How do you just, the Torah would teach that. The Torah doesn't teach that. Lies, he meant one man, one woman. That's what he meant. Hallelujah. And I show you exactly where it started. See, you know, I say that, but you all don't read the book because if you read the book, you'll see where it started. And then if you just go to Concordia and look at the man who started, you will know who started it. And you'll see the spirit of the man. Hallelujah. But because you all have no delight in studying the book, you hate Yah because that's why you don't delight in his love letters. When you love him, you want to read the love letters. Makes your heart fat. Here it is, love letters. You love him. Then he first loved you, so don't tell me you come on. You wicked hypocrites. And I say it without any apology either. I mean that. Y'all better get real with him. Hallelujah. Some of y'all get excited about trivia stuff. Baby Fardner. Something like that, a little laughter. You better get serious about the things of Yah. Ignorant generation. You have no expression, you get an expression about something silly. When it comes to the things of Yah, it doesn't express because there's nothing in you. Corrupt as hell. I don't care if you don't like it. Hallelujah. That troubles me when I see some of y'all, you're dead as hell. And there's something stupid. You see. Hallelujah. Yeah, bless you. I'm a warrior. See that? Y'all see that? Sword of the Ruah. Yahshua is my right hand. That's all right. Yeah, Barakia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid. For me to live is HaMashiach, for me to die, that I will gain the entrance into his presence. That's what I'm living for. Nothing else. No riches, no houses, no land. I'm living to see the mighty one of Israel. In all things we do, Barakia, Yah, bless everyone that's listening, Yah. We pray for them wherever they are. We don't know them all. But bless them, I pray. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. Give us all rest and comfort this night. In the mighty name of Yahshua. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.